At the end of the 20th century, the Hindu population in the United States and Europe was estimated at 2 million, and the vast majority of these were Indian immigrants. These statistics make apparent the importance of the Indian subcontinent for Hinduism. Unlike other great religions such as Christianity, Islam, and Buddhism, Hinduism has not, as yet, taken root in a major way outside the land of its origins. This geographical immobility is due in part to Hinduism's decided lack of a proselytizing impulse, and in part it's due to the importance of India itself for the Hindu traditions. But exactly what do we mean when we use the term India? Winston Churchill once said that India wasn't a nation, but an abstraction. I'm not sure whether Churchill intended that comment as a criticism, but it certainly calls attention to the fact that India is an idea, and perhaps a problematic one. Historically, India was an idea in the Western mind long before it was an idea in the Indian mind. The name India was first used by outsiders to refer to the land surrounding the Indus River. Although the name India has gained wide currency among the English-speaking population of the subcontinent, the older indigenous term for India, Bharata, is still very common. As a Western concept, India has meant many things. The German philosopher Georg Hegel once said that India has been a country to be searched for. It is interesting to recall that the Americas were discovered by Europeans in their search for India. And even today, the indigenous peoples of Americas are still referred to by many as Indians. In the Western construction, India has been seen as exotic and rich and different, a land of great resources and fabulous things not found in the West, such as spices. For many, it's also been a place of deep spirituality and mysticism. In his novel, Nathan, Gotthold Lessing once said that only at the Ganges can one find a morally perfect people. India has drawn many Westerners in search of the meaning of life. In the 1960s, of course, India was a magnet for hippies from the West, seeking mystical experience and enrichment from Indian sages, as well as perhaps from hallucinogenic substances. Once again, we may need to recognize that we may perceive our subject with the preconceptions offered to us by Western culture. I remember how well this point was brought home to me with great vividness when I made my first trip to India, with my head full of such romantic notions. I was astounded by how different India was from the image that I carried in my mind. E. M. Forster said it well. Study it for years with the best of teachers, and when you raise your head, nothing they have told you quite fits. As with the concept of Hinduism and religion, what makes the idea of India problematic is that it may suggest greater cohesiveness and unity than actually exists. India is a land of great diversity and extremes, socially, religiously, economically, and geographically. In India, there's not one of anything. India is one of the few places on earth where diversity is preserved and appreciated. It's been said that the only thing that Indians have in common is their diversity. John Kenneth Galbraith, the former U.S. ambassador to India, once called it a functioning anarchy. What inspires comments like Churchill's and Galbraith's is the astounding diversity of this land and its people. With over 1 billion people, India is the second most populous country in the world, next to China.